Hello.
Hi there, can I speak with Gary?
Speak then.
Yeah, it's Elliot calling from MMA Legal. I'm calling in regards to the inquiry you've made, you know, for the Scottish redress claim for time drawing care. So I'm calling in regards to the Scottish redress claim for the time drawing care.
Oh, right, sorry, mate, sorry, I was wondering what that was, you're right.
Sorry,
great.
Yeah. Yeah, no worries. So, all we have to do basically is confirm a few details with yourself, take a very brief statement, and we can look at getting this case processed for you from there.
Right, that's fine.
Yeah, no worries. So just to confirm, I've got your name as Gary Bruce Mackey.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, perfect. And the best email address that I've got is shirleymackey70 at gmail.com.
That's right, yeah. That's my wife, yeah.
Yeah, no worries. Just one moment. Can you just confirm... Sorry, just a moment. System's just freezing, that's all. Yeah, and can you just confirm your date of birth as well?
Yes, it's 7/6/1963.
1963, perfect, thank you. And just your door number and postcode.
My door number's 135 and it's stroke 1. You want the postcode as well?
Yeah, please, yeah.
E876BG.
And that's Marionville Road, is it?
That's it, my pal, that's right, yeah.
Perfect, thank you. Just one moment. So what age was it when you were placed into care?
When I first went into care, I think I was about 12 years old.
Perfect. So you would know, your mother's and father's names then, wouldn't you?
Aye, I ken my mother and father, aye. They're dead now.
Yeah.
Best thing for
that's
me,
fine,
I can
it...
tell you the truth. Sorry for the
moment. Okay. No, don't worry. Yeah. No, of course, that's understandable. The only thing is, their names might be on, your files, you know, so when we're searching for, your name, if we've got your parents' names as well, we might be able to... Yes. What was their names?
Edna and Gerald Mackey.
Yeah. Edna Mackey, Gerald Mackey. Perfect. And do you know the address that you lived at before you moved, or...?
22 Wrestlerig Drive it was at the time in Edinburgh.
Rectory?
Wrestlerig. Wrestalrig. Drive in Edinburgh.
Wrestlerig Drive, Edinburgh, yeah.
That's great.
And it was number 22?
22, aye.
Perfect. And would you know by any other names when you was younger?
No, not. That was it.
Perfect, no worries at all. So, where was it where you first was placed when you was younger?
I was in the assessment centre at Liberton Bray in Edinburgh. I was put in there first. Then I was put in another home called St Catherine's. That was in Liberton as well.
So how long was you at Liberton Bray, first of all?
Probably a couple of years. Roughly.
Yeah, so from around 12 to around 14, yeah?
Aye. And then from there I went.
And then just one moment, sorry, because I've got to write these down as you say them as well.
All right, sorry.
Yeah, so it's okay. It's just a little bit too quick for me. I am quite a fast typer, but just not that fast.
Aye, no problem.
And just one moment. And where did you go after Liberton Bray?
Liberton Bray, I was at, it was the assessment centre in Liberton Bray, and then there was another unit called St Catherine's, and that was in Liberton Bray as well. That was right next to the assessment centre. That was sort of more like you were in there Monday to Friday, and you got home on a Friday to a Monday.
Yeah, and how long was you there for?
I would reckon at least a year, I would think, anyway.
Yeah. And then after that, where did you go?
Wellington Farm, that was in Pennycook.
Is that still Edinburgh, is it?
Pennycook, Midlothian, I think it comes under, I think.
Midlothian. Pennycook Farm?
Wellington Farm, it was called.
Wellington Farm.
Farm, aye.
In Midlothian, yeah.
Aye. And I was
here. And how long was you there for?
I was there till I was 17, I think, roughly. Till I got a job, yeah. They made you get a job before you got released.
Did you say
again.
About 3 years then, was you?
Aye, round about that, I would think, aye.
Okay. Just one moment. Yeah. Just one moment. Sorry, they've just changed the system round at the minute, so I'm just getting a.
Yeah, boy.
Sorry, for some reason they've just deleted. So you was at Liberton Bray. Then where was you after that?
St. Catherine's, that was in Liberton Bray as well.
For some reason, I've just entered all the statements and they've just deleted straight after the care settings, after I pressed, as soon as I clicked save. And you was there for around 2 years, you said, didn't you?
Couple of years, aye.
Yeah, no worries. So, like, 1977, so, yeah. And then it was 3 years at Wellington Farm after that, weren't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't have booked that, aye.
And then it was Wellington Farm.
Farm, aye.
And how long? And that was 3 years, weren't it?
About 3 years, I think, aye.
Just one moment. Yeah, perfect. So if you don't mind, if you could just explain a little bit about kind of what you experienced during your time at Liberton Bray?
It was a very bad experience, obviously getting pushed about and what have you, no sexually assaulted, but mentally and physically was a disgrace.
Yeah.
The same in Wellington Farm as well. I remember they made me walk from Inverness to Edinburgh for some bloody charity thing when I didn't want to do it. And in this day and age,
Sorry about this, Gary. If I can just try, I know it's a little bit difficult, man. I could just take one of them at a time.
Aye, okay.
So you was at Liberton Bray, obviously you said that they used to hit you and throw you about and things like that.
Aye, the staff were terrible in there at one time.
Yeah.
That was a secure unit.
Yeah. Yeah, no worries. It was a secure unit, so did they used to lock you in there and things?
You were locked in it, aye, yeah.
Yeah. Lock us in. And did they let you out? Would they let you out whenever, or would they barely let you out, or?
No, that I can remember, No. We never really got out. Obviously, everything was locked up. So you were sort of like in a kind of room with tables and chairs in it, obviously, Ken.
Yeah, is there anything else that you can think that might have happened at Liberton Bray, or?
No, that's about it.
Yeah. So just to confirm, the staff did used to like hit you and things while she was there, yeah?
Oh, aye, definitely. I push you about in that, aye.
Yeah, just one moment.
They'll all probably be dead now, but it still doesn't matter, eh?
Yeah, no, of course. Cause like you say, they will have records and things like that as well, from it anyway. So, after Liberton Bray, you went to St. Catherine's. Can you just explain a little bit about kind of what you experienced there?
St. Catherine's was like, it was sort of, you were sort of more or less free. There was two or three, you shared a room. There was sort of a bit bullyish in there. No physically, but mentally. Picking on you and doing things like that, making you do things that you didn't want to do. And...
Yeah, so they made you share a room with two other people.
Another couple of people, aye.
With two other people. And that obviously made you feel uncomfortable at the time as well.
Yeah, aye. Yeah.
Yeah. This made me feel uncomfortable. You said one time they made you walk from where? What? Sorry.
That was when I was at Wellington Farm. They made me walk from Inverness to Edinburgh.
Oh, was that Wellington Farm? Yeah, I'll take that in a moment.
That was Wellington Farm, mate.
So you said there wasn't much physical abuse there at St Catherine's. It was more mental abuse and tormenting you and things like
mental.
That.
It was mental more than anything, eh?
Yeah. So just one moment, sorry. During my time at St Catherine's, it was more mental abuse when you were there. It's not a problem if you can't remember anything specifically, but can you remember anything that you used to do? Is it just like calling your names and shouting and being nasty and
just
things?
Just calling us names, really, Ken.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Things like that. Yeah. Is there anything specifically you can remember from your time at St. Catherine's that's like stood out to you, bro?
No, not really.
Yeah. I know that you said that there wasn't much abuse there. Is there anything that you remember though at the time, like maybe if they used to restrain you or anything like that?
I was restrained at times. Took my shoes off his and things like that because I was classed as a runner. I would run away if I could get away with it.
Yeah. What I hear in a lot of cases when they was restraining you, they'd say that it was like to restrain you, but they'd always, you know, like give you an odd slap or, you know, an odd punch or by sitting in your back and things like that whilst they was restraining
you. And things like that, again.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. So even that, you know, that isn't something that should have been happening. I know you think, oh, well, it's just restraining me, but that's still physical abuse as well. I know they might not literally, like, punched you in the mouth, but what you're doing there is probably worse, to be fair, because they're being sneaky, you know, like, they're sneaky when they do it and they twist you.
When they do it, that's
right. Yeah.
Being truthful, it's fucked my whole life up, to tell you the truth, mate. Again, I've had a lot of mental health problems over the last few years, and it sort of brought it all back to light. My childhood.
Yeah.
My son died a couple of years ago, and that's what's triggered it all off again.
Yeah, well, of course. I'm really sorry to hear that as well. Like you say, can have a lasting effect, like you say. So we'll just put this has obviously had a big lasting effect on, like, your mental health and things like that.
Yeah, I'd say.
Yeah.
Been away to see a counsellor about it as well, eh?
Yeah. No, just one moment. Can't see that. It's fine. Just a moment. Because once you, like, tell me this statement, what I also do is just kind of rewrite into, you know, an actual statement, like, because just, like, so it makes a little bit more sense, like, when they, you know, read it and things like that. Like, it's actually like you've just wrote a statement, basically, rather than just having a conversation with me. So I'm just answering that in now as well. Actually, it's quite difficult, but you just got to be really quick, you know, when you're doing it is all. And then if we could just explain a little bit about Wellington Farm, and then in regards to talking about it and stuff, that's all we will need to discuss.
Uh-huh.
So Wellington Farm,
that was a residential school, as they called it.
Yeah.
You went to school once a week. The rest of the time they made you work.
Yeah.
Now, they had all different areas to work in. You could be a gardener, a painter, a mechanic.
All like manual labour, though, was it?
It was all manual labour, aye. And obviously, that town is thick as two flanks now because there was no schooling or anything either.
Yeah, well, it's like being a kind of like in a prison camp or something, though, isn't it? If you just like doing that kind of work all day, every day, you know. Yeah, honestly.
I remember I ran away the first time I got there, and I run right over the Pentland Hills. It's a big mountain.
Right, and you ran right the way over it?
Right over the way over it. Right. It took me about 15 years to do it, but it was just I had a terrible upbringing, obviously, and
yeah.
That was the worst.
I was just saying, yours did manual labour.
Manual labour.
Tried to run away. And you remember one time they made you walk from where, sorry?
Inverness, which is away at the top of Scotland, to Edinburgh for the Year of the Child. It was a thing they were doing that year. I can't mind what year it was, but they made us walk from Inverness to Edinburgh. And some of the time we were having to get washed in rivers and things like that.
Is there anything else you can remember, like any kind of abuse or anything that you can remember from your time in there?
I got a boot up the arse a few times there. In farm. I'm trying to think of the guy's name now. I think it was a Mr. McKellar, his name was. He was a motor mechanic to trade. He worked there and he gave us a lug a few times and a boot up the arse a few times and things like that, Ken.
Yeah, I suppose to hear that as well, like you say. Just so you're aware, obviously, as well, then, like, when we make this claim for you, it's not like we're just, like, clutching at straws and hoping for the best or something like that. Providing that you have experienced some kind of abuse, which you definitely have from what you've told me. Compensation back, yeah? So the average refund at the moment is anywhere between £42,000 and £68,000. Obviously, it's not to say that you're to get that much. It does completely depend.
That's right.
But yeah, so like I said, don't leave the call thinking you're definitely going to get, you know, like...
I totally understand that.
But yeah, you're very welcome to
acknowledgement. That's what I want, a bit of acknowledgement. That's...
Exactly, yeah. So, like I said, is there anything else that you can remember from the time at Wellington Farm, or is that it? That is enough, to be fair, but it's just...
You didn't behave yourself properly and that. They were just cunts with you. Sorry for my language, but... Yeah.
No, it's all right. Then they wouldn't feed you, did she say, in the background story then?
She says it.
Yeah.
They were, again, you would get your dinner later and things like that.
Yeah, especially doing such a manual job as well, and you should really need obviously, every child needs to eat anyway. I'm not saying that they don't, but especially doing that type of work that he was doing every day.
And to me, at that time, I was only a bairn. I was a kid, and that's how my schooling and everything ended up, because I ended up not going to school and things like that because of it, and ended up with no education or nothing.
Yeah.
I never even had a relationship really with my parents, because they knew that I was a bastard, but I wasn't a bastard. I found out in later life that my dad wasn't my dad and things like that. It screwed us up for years.
No, of course, I completely understand with that. I'm sorry to hear that as well. Like I said, in regards to details and things, that is everything that we're going to need for now, then.
Right, that's fine.
So, just a moment. Just to confirm, you don't suffer from any kind of, like, terminal illness or anything like that at the moment?
No.
Perfect, glad to hear. So one thing that we do need as well, basically, is just a beneficiary. Touch wood, Gary. I hope nothing does happen, but if anything was to happen to you during the course of the next 12 months, then they would actually look to be receiving this refund. You know, like, they would actually receive the money if anything was to happen to you.
Yeah.
Would you like us to put your partner's name down? Put
my wife's name down, yes.
Yeah. What's her name?
Shirley Mackey.
There we go, yeah. Did just see the email then and thought, it's probably her, Shirley. And would you have a contact number for her, or should we just put yours down for now?
Just put mine, aye. Just put my number.
problem. Not a problem. So what I'm going to do, Gary, is I'm just going to send you a message on WhatsApp, okay?
Right, basically,
in order for us to make this claim, what we need is a proof of ID,
a proof of address,
so any kind of like passport, driver's license, something like that.
I've got a passport and a driver's license.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, you could send both of them. That'll work for both. We can use a driver's license as a proof of address.
Right.
So that might be easy if you've got them both to hand at the moment.
Aye.
Yeah. So if you can do me a favour and just go and take those pictures and send them over to the message I just sent on WhatsApp.
Right, that's fine.
And what I'll do whilst you're doing that is I'm just going to get the form sent over that we'll need you to sign in a moment as well, okay?
Right, that's fine.
Yeah. No worries. I won't be one moment. Then if you can just get those sent over for me now.
Right, okay, no problem.
Thank you. Cheers.
For you.
Right.
And then just read them over. Yo.
No, it's just a way to get another form, but who do I get one to piece? What's up for that?
You FaceTime, Ross?
No. See, just a minute, there was more. It's not that. You know, really, Fenwick. Why?
What's up?
Open. Right. That anyway. Went to that. Keep that away the name. Cancel. Right, let's just try to get a footy now. Kick out.
You're going with the camera.
Kick out, look at us. It's 1 minute 3. How the fuck did you do this, Gary? Go back, camera. Do that. Send it to him. Send. Yeah, Gary. And you can just go back to your phone call. This phone call's still going out and running anyway. Right?
I've just received the driver's license.
The passport should be right at the back, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, perfect. I'm really sorry. Is there any chance you can just take a picture of the passport again? Would you just need the full passport on the picture?
Right. No problem. I'll keep that.
Yeah.
Come on.
Thank you. You just had to drop it. Just keep it like that, but get your fingers out the road.
No, I'm not just
back to her, like, I've sent it through.
Has that one been sent through now?
Yeah, that's perfect, thank you. So all that is left now, basically, is I'm just going to send a form to your actual text messages rather than WhatsApp.
Right, that's fine.
Really simple. It should take about 30 seconds or so to sign. I'll explain it in a moment. But what this form that you're signing is, first and foremost, it gives us authority to contact, these like local councils and governments to get all of your previous history and files and things like that.
Uh-huh.
It also does just mention about our fees as well. So just so you are aware, Gary, We are obviously an independent solicitors. We do work on a strict no-win, no-fee basis.
Uh-huh.
So obviously, if you don't get any money back, we're not going to charge you a penny for that. In a successful case, it will just be 16% plus VAT, which equals 20% in total.
That's fine.
Yeah, perfect. So if you can just check your text messages for me now, you should have just received a text message from me.
Give me a minute, my wife will get it. Well, I didn't get it to work my phone very well, just give me a minute. And here it are. Anyway, text messages.
I'm not very good at all. I've just taken a wee bit of time to do that.
Yeah, don't worry, I can talk you through it in a moment anyway.
Just try to go into the text message.
Try to get onto the bloody thing.
I'm not that good, Ray. You try it, Gary.
I'm cheating a while.
Yes, if you just... So if you just go into your messages, you should have just received a message from me.
Let's
try to get onto the bloody things. I'll get at it now. Just give a wee second and I'll try and get onto it. Yeah. No, I can't seem to get bloody onto it. The iPhone I've got, I can't get onto the messages.
Yeah. If you just press the button, if you just put me on, just put me on speaker and then press the home button.
Wait a minute. You're on speaker. Here's your home button.
And then just press the button at the bottom of the phone.
No, there's no got that.
There's no one there.
It's a silly iPhone he has. I hate your phone, Gary.
I hate it myself. No, I can't seem to get on yet. I would be able to get on yet, but I need to cut you off. That's the only thing.
Yeah, no, don't worry. You can cut me off in a moment then. What I was just going to say, first of all, Gary, is I do just need to make you aware of this just on the line before you cut me off. So there are three ways that you can claim for a Scottish redress claim if you'd like to. You can do it yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who gets paid up to £2,000 off the government legal fee scheme. Or you can instruct us under a private agreement like we've already discussed.
I just need to use, that's fine, that's no problem.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, so what I can do then is I'll hang up the phone for you now then if you like, it's not a problem. Thank you.
Right.
And then I'll give you a call back in a moment if you like.
Right, that's fine. Have I just to sign the document?
Yeah, literally, if you just click, all you've got to do is really simple. It's just, there's just a white box to sign your signature in, and then you just click the box that says execute all, and it'll sign them all for you.
Right, that's fine.
Yeah, so I'll give you a call back in a moment, Gary. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you.